You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it to you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to The Movie Show.
Hey to The Movie Show fans!
Hey!
What is up? This is The Movie Show. I'm Sesh.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Maverick.
He is Maverick.
I'm Jeff.
Maverick and Jeff. You're like, who are they? What are... No, let me not do what I did.
Sup, Jeff.
So, the reason we have two other people on the movie show today is because we have a new show type.
I think this is the long-awaited show,
the
right?
long-awaited show.
Yes. People, we spoke about this last week, didn't we? Did we speak about this last week?
Not on the movie show, no.
Not on the movie show.
Yes.
Okay. I've been waiting for this.
Okay, right. I've been waiting for
this. This is great. But yes, format wise.
Yeah, so this is a fan theory show, right? So the whole point of the show is to dive into different fan theories and prove that was
and float on the information.
It's not intentional. I didn't mean to say it. Okay, anyway. So yes, prove whether this fan theory is correct or like, yeah. So the fan theory we decided to pick is one that has been fought for many years.
Yes.
It is so intense that the director of this film made an entire documentary just to prove the fan theory of whether Jack could have lived and survived if Kate had just been a little
just
less selfish,
up.
You know, and like moved up slightly.
Shift
and
up, right?
Yeah. Could it have happened?
Shift.
So, we have all done research. We are all going to bring the research that we have done and we are going to state our case.
And see if it floats.
And see if it floats or not. And then at the end, we'll decide, do we agree with the fan theory that Jack actually could have survived the sinking of the Titanic, or was Leonardo DiCaprio doomed from the start? Mm-hmm. Maverick.
Yes, he could have survived.
Why?
And reasons why. I watched a couple of YouTube videos, right? Mm. And the first one that I'm sure we all watched it, the Mythbusters.
Mythbusters.
Yes. So they proved it to us that it is actually possible that before they even used the lifeguard?
The
life jacket. They could have survived, but obviously they were not going to be 100% out of the water, right? But all you need is warmth within the upper body, you know, type of thing. So even after they used the life jackets, they showed us that it's possible for them that they could have been out of the water and would have given them the amount of time or a small amount of time for them to basically survive. Then that's all they needed. Just like Kate, she survived that amount of little time that she had within that time, basically. So I do believe that Jack could have survived if she did kind of scoop over. And also, the
buoyancy.
Yes, buoyancy, right? Obviously, with that. Oh, it's buoyancy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Buoyancy.
So buoyancy is basically whether something can, like, float or balance on water. Yeah.
So, obviously, with the ocean, right? With the ocean, it's salt water, and with salt water, can make you float either way, right? And there's a wooden piece, which is called the door, right? With that, I feel like, obviously, if they balanced in a way, they could have basically both survived if they balanced it out, if they stretched their body specifically, or if they sat upright. I believe.
So you're for the fact that Jack should have made it.
Yeah, he could have made it, man.
Yeah, so Jack survived one so far. Boing.
I'm ashamed of saying this before I even say it. Kate hijacked his life from him.
Oh, but that let go was painful, yeah. No, it was very painful. I won't let you go.
Okay, so your Maverick's argument is that if they could both fit on the door, that they would have both made it. But now, could they both have fit on the door? Would it have stayed afloat?
So, on the physical side of it, I did my research on the physical side of it. And then, buoyancy. Yes.
I like how Ryan says it.
Buoyancy. Like it. Could the door stay afloat with both of them? Mm-hmm. So, Archimedes' principle states that an object, if it displaces a weight of water equal to or greater than its own weight, obviously the door or the wooden piece was paneling from the Titanic first class lounge, likely oak or mahogany.
Yes.
Right. Both of which are denser than typical flotation of a wood piece like pine. Estimates suggest the door was about 78 inches, 2 meter long, and 32 inches, 0.8 meter wide, similar to the one tested in Mythbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If the door thickness was 2 inches, 0.05 meter, it could displace about 160 kg of water before sinking. Rose was around 55 kg,
mm-hmm.
meaning there was only about 105 kg left for Jack. Jack was estimated to weigh around 75 to 80 kg, which technically means they could both be supported by the wooden piece.
On the weight.
Yes.
In theory.
All right, in theory. Okay, so currently Jack should have lived. Ryan.
I say no. Right? I say no. And from our observation, so I watched the Mythbusters, entire episode, mm-hmm. and I asked myself lots of questions while
Wasn't it nice to watch Mythbusters again?
It was lovely.
I miss Mythbusters. I love Mythbusters as a kid. By the way, really?
Yeah.
I grew up on that stuff.
Dude, I've seen their faces so many times. But
Discovery Channel, man.
Adam Savage.
Yeah.
Savage.
So I asked myself lots of questions while I was going through it. So at first, what they do is they tested theoretically.
Mm-hmm. Theoretically.
See, there's my beyond. All right. And obviously they scaled it down. And then they tested the weight. They had a piece of wood. They did the whole physics thing. And in theory, they couldn't. But the thing that got me was that those test dummies that they placed on the door were dead, which means that what your body naturally does is tries to balance itself and put itself in the center and make it work, which that wasn't doing.
Yeah.
And I think they did two kind of small scale tests. The one they did was a thermal test.
Yeah, yeah.
So that they tested if the person was in the water, how long did they have to live? And then outside the water, how long did they have to live? And the crazy thing is that it was accurate to James Cameron's movie. For me, even the way it floated and what it did, and in the movie, I was just like, wow, that's crazy. Thing. But then they did it real life. And guess what? They actually did stay on board, but their bodies were mostly covered with water. So in other words, they did. They balanced themselves. They got themselves on, and that's true because I think it would work, right? And even the physics works out. But most of their body was still covered in water. So then what they did, what are they, like physics scientists?
Yeah, they're scientists.
So then what they did, using their brain, they said, no, take off your life jacket thing, place it under, and that'll give us more
buoyancy.
More buoyancy. But my argument with that is that, number one, would they have thought about that? And number two, with them being freezing, would they have had the energy and all of that too? So it's for me, I'd say plausible, but in my opinion, less likely. Yes.
Okay, I really, really, really wanted it to be that Jack could have survived, right? But when I did my research, so I watched the Mythbusters episode, and after that I was like, you see, he could have made it. But then I then went, so James Cameron, on the 25th year anniversary of Titanic being released, the film, not the actual Titanic, he created a 45-minute documentary where he basically dived into three different things that were in the film and tested whether they were accurate or not. Because obviously with the Titanic, like, a lot of it is, this is possibly what could have happened. We don't know. But like, based on what we found, based on how the ship was found underwater. So for example, like the whole thing of, did the ship break? It did break in half. We know that for a fact. But did the back of it go down 90 degrees? He looks into, like, was that plausible? He also looks into the fact that if there had been more lifeboats on board, would more people have survived? That one was pretty interesting because they tested, it would have taken, just to get one lifeboat from on being on the ship into the water. Do you know how long it would have taken for them to just get
to, like,
one?
Fill them. To
just,
like, fill them.
Not
then,
just fill them, but oh, also because, you know, it was that old style rope, like, pulley system where, like, they had to get, like, lower, because you can't just drop the lifeboat into the water.
Isn't it like an hour?
It takes 30 minutes, right? Mm. The ship sank, I think, in 2 hours. They had, was it about 2.5 hours, wasn't it?
Damn.
So they, even though, and all the lifeboats, they didn't have enough lifeboats for the people on board. Of all the lifeboats that they did have, only two weren't successfully put into the water with people on them because they ran out of time. So even if there were more lifeboats on board, they wouldn't have been able, in the time that they had, in the time that the ship sunk, to get people onto them. And they actually said it might have been more chaotic because, you know, like, literally they had lifeboats coming down on top of each other. So that was interesting. But then the final test was, would Jack have been able to fit on the wooden piece of debris and as a result survived? So what he did was he got two stunt artists, both likened to Rose and Jack's height, weight, etc. They dressed them up in the exact same clothing. So she had the life jacket and the coat on. He obviously didn't have anything on. They put them in a pool. They tested the level that your body gets to. They were monitoring them the whole time, because when hypothermia sets in, basically your organs will all shut down and you'll die. So they obviously had to monitor whether hypothermia would have set in. The first test with Jack, all the way the movie had it, Jack was finished. He was gone. The hypothermia set in and that, yeah. Then they tested to see, could they both have, like, just if they'd both been on the, so not that they would have still been in the water, but, like, some of them would have been out of the water. They'd monitored, and he also, the dip wasn't as steep, but he still didn't make it. Then they tried to see if they could both get on all fours, basically, so that their bodies were out of the water. And, yeah, because even if that, this was interesting. So when Jack was out of the water, she was fine because she had the life jacket and the coat on. He started to shake.
Yeah.
Now, if you're underwater and you start to shake, it's actually bad. You'll actually die quicker. But what's interesting is when you shake out of water, your body actually warms itself up. So with him shaking like that, but then she possibly also then would have said, "Here, you're shaking, take the life jacket," which that added layer of insulation would have helped him. But the problem was they were out there for a very long time. So now it's not just could he get out the water, it's would he have been able to remain alive for the amount of time it took them to find, for the lifeboat to come back and to find them, and that's where it gets sketchy. So based on his test, he was like, Jack, if they had understood hypothermia, which the two of them didn't understand hypothermia, so they wouldn't have known, keep the at least the top part of your body out of the water. And if, you know, they'd figured out, okay, let's both try and be on the, and let me give you my life jacket, there's a good chance that Jack could have survived. However, in character, the minute he was in love with her, that was it. What does a man do who's in love with a woman?
Surrenders himself.
He'll be able to sacrifice himself so she survives, which means he probably wouldn't have taken the life jacket from her because it would have affected her safety. The minute he saw we can't both fit on this thing, it's not going to float, he immediately surrendered and said, it's okay. Why? Because I love you. So based on that, I don't think there's very small chance that he could have made it in those conditions. There is a small chance, but based on the character and the storyline and what they knew at the time, I don't think he would have chosen to survive. I think he chose to save her.
I mean, I think it's also shown in the movie. Like, I feel like he prepared it, like, from when he was there. Because, you know, there's times where you have selfish thoughts and you'll be like, okay, nah, she can actually move over.
Yeah.
But I think he just let it go as well. Like,
yeah.
Because he still told her, he's like, you're going to die a very old lady. Mm. You're going to
have children.
And he's going to, okay.
Peace.
Yeah.
So long, suckers. No, I'm joking. And then they say global warming ended, and there's Leonardo DiCaprio coming out of the sea with glasses on, like, what happens? Yeah. But then I did think this was interesting. So this kind of does prove that the fan theory. So the fan theory has some truth to it. He possibly could have survived, but they had to know, like,
I think it was too tight.
It was too tight, but there was a chance that they could have. James Cameron did say, though, at the end of the documentary, which kind of proves that the fans were sort of right. He said if he could make Titanic, or if he did make Titanic again, not that he wants to, but if he did, he would have made the wooden piece of debris smaller. Which would have then, would have been no doubt. Like, you would have looked at it and gone, nope, he can't have
it. You also mentioned it to the
Jack was now what?
That now what? In the script, Jack is supposed to die. He did mention that.
You see, but that's the other thing. Yeah. It's part of the film. And if he survived, like, what would the end be like?
Yeah, so it makes sense, yeah.
It was a tragic love story.
You could have changed that, you know, that tune. To something more happy here, you know?
Credits roll. Yeah, no. But it's quite funny because even, do you know, like, Margot Robbie and Brad Pitt even teased Leonardo DiCaprio about the fact that Jack could have survived because, you know, they went Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh. And when they were doing press, they even teased him and were like, Jack could have. So, yeah, but after doing the research, he could have. It was very slim, though. Like you know how in Avengers...
That's why I say unlikely.
There was like... What did they say? There were like 10,000 possible outcomes and they only won one of them. I think that's one of these cases. They would have only won
one
of them. But then Jack loved...
It's a 50-50.
I feel like it's more an 80-20.
Really?
Yeah, it's very slim chance. Sure. And they would have had to have known about the buoyancy, the hypothermia. Yeah. And they couldn't test it. Like this, they kept testing it.
Yeah.
They had one shot.
See, guys? Yeah. It's not who you know, it's what you know.
What?
And see, girls, it's not who you know, it's who loves you.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Valentine's is around the corner. Why are you making people doubt?
You know, it could be who you know. Because if you knew the guy on the lifeboat, and they're like, no, I'm looking for Jack. Where's Jack? Jack!
He was dead by then.
Yeah,
but I'm saying maybe they would have come quicker. You know, maybe it would have been like, you could have
paid him. The problem with the Titanic was it was a time game.
Whatever
first
happens,
of all,
come look for me.
The ship sunk very fast. Quick. Like, very, very fast for the amount of people that were on it. And then secondly, the ship, the closest ship was what? Like, how many hours away? Two hours away, or four hours. Time was against them. Unfortunately, time was against them. And in this case, when you're trying not to get hypothermia, you need time to work with you. Because the longer you're in that condition,
You know what's crazy? There's two facts to this that just like finishes this thing. Number one, that didn't really happen with Jack and Jack and Kate.
No, Titanic didn't happen, but Jack and Rose didn't happen. Yeah.
And number two, it happened already, so it doesn't matter.
No, right? Whoa, people actually died. Like actual people. People died.
So
here.
Wait, what's the accuracy? Like the how much accurate is Titanic?
The obviously Titanic did sink.
Yeah, the Titanic.
And I think the whole point of this film was just to pay homage and to show what that looked like.
And there were witnesses, right? Now, obviously, we don't know what happened under, but the whole... and all of that, what people witnessed is true.
It is quite traumatic, though.
Yeah, that's
and
what
a lot
I'm
of
saying.
People died.
Yeah.
And they died a horrible death because, like, think about it. The minute you find out the ship is sinking, you now trying everything to stay alive, which means for 2 hours or roughly around there, you're trying to stay alive just to die. So it's quite traumatic in that, you know how I sound, like a car accident, it's like crash, done, finished, or you're gonna like die in your sleep, you were sleeping. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, I don't know. I'm speaking from an alive person's perspective. But with this, you were trying to stay alive, the trauma of trying to stay alive for 2 hours and then dying, or then just like that mom that put her kids to sleep and the old couple, that was traumatizing.
Yeah. Like if there's any deadline that you wanna miss, it's this one. You know, the deadline is coming. These dog jokes.
Oh my gosh, Ryan, that is a dog joke. It was a solid dog joke, but a dog joke nonetheless.
No, because it's like, you know it's coming. You know it's coming. So you're like, okay, wait, what are we going to do? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. But one person that I'm mad at is the guy that was selfish. I forgot his name. The guy that kept trying killing Jack.
The fiance.
Yeah. Like,
jealousy makes you hard.
He could have made it, but no. Even with Kate, is it Kate or Rose? Rose, yes. Why did I say Kate?
Oh, Kate, but the Rose, actor.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name.
I also said Kate earlier.
Yeah, Rose. Even when she jumped off from the lifeboat, love, guys. Oh my gosh, I when she jumped back into the
wait
ship.
Wait a second. Wait, let's go back to that.
Oh!
She was in a lifeboat, right?
Yeah, she was in a lifeboat.
So if she stayed in a lifeboat,
she was selfish from the Jack would have been fine. Oh my gosh.
But it wasn't that. It was because he would have been the only one on the wooden dock.
True.
Okay, now I changed
actually,
it.
Actually, Actually,
Jack should have made it.
Jack should have made it.
Wow.
Kate, how dare
turn
you?
Turn of events. Shocking turn of events. If she had stayed in the lifeboat,
yes,
he would have found Jack a piece of debris.
Exactly.
He would have made it. They would
but
have
what are
united.
The chances that they would have found each other again?
Ah, it's possible. You know, people in love will find one another.
Now, you see, that could have been this. That could have been the movie.
Yeah, facts.
Like they make it to the shore yeah, and everything.
They should have.
Jack, I knew you'd come.
Come back. There's Jack.
Amara, I think they're also just trying to keep it as accurate as possible as well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Jack should have lived, guys.
Yes, Jeff. Yes.
Okay. Moral of the story.
But also.
Physically.
If she didn't come back, Jack was probably going to die.
Yeah.
Because he was in that room where he was. Yes. Like where if Rose didn't go back, Rose wasn't going to rescue him.
Never mind. We take it. Wait, was that the turn of events?
Yeah.
No. Wait. I don't understand what you're saying.
So, you know, he got locked up.
But wait, this was after, wasn't it? Because you remember, yeah, Jack actually escorted her to the lifeboat, right? And then, isn't that the case?
Yeah, Jack got locked up after that. Hey. Nope, never mind. We take it back, people. Jack was dead from the start.
Why was he locked up after?
He was locked up before. Wait, so if she hadn't jumped out. So
Jack was locked up from the beginning of the sinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He didn't come and take him out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true, because they still came and swam out.
But
that.
When did she jump out the lifeboat?
Yes.
Before or after?
Jack, yeah. Jack before was there because even Jack went downstairs.
Up. Okay, then yeah. Jack should have made it.
Yes.
We take it back, Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah, because she jumped out when Jack, like, literally escorted her. And then she jumped out by the second level or the level below.
Yeah. So.
Because of love.
Our final verdict is Jack.
Could have survived.
Couldn't have survived.
You have to be selfish in life. No, I'm joking. Don't you? I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. But she could have been like, I have to live on for Jack. Yeah. So
there's the possibility that he could have survived, but it was very small.
It's crazy.
And yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. This happened already.
The man was in love.
This didn't happen in real life. It's just a movie. And the whole Titanic thing happened already. So,
and James Cameron said he would have made the wooden piece of debris smaller.
You can't win in life.
You can't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Moral of the story, Jack died. Her heart went on. She still had the jewel. It was a great movie. Didn't they win a lot of Grammys? Exactly.
They did.
Exactly. So
there we go.
You can't have your cake and eat it.
This has been The Movie Show
on Active TV.
Until next week. Peace.